Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Holly Roberts with us for hour one as well. Good morning.
Morning.
Woo! Hi, mommy.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, DD.
Wait, I can't see you. Where are you? Hey, there you are,
look
buddy.
At that. Don't I look ready for the day?
You look amazing.
Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Look, we get it. You live in Minnesota long enough. And it can become tiresome. We get tired of hearing ourselves complain. But I have to tell you, this is the lowest I've been weather-wise in quite some time, and I'll tell you why. So, yesterday. You guys remember yesterday?
You ever heard of it?
Kind of.
I see a my ring doorbell thing. It will send you updates. And so it sent me an update and said, Winter Weather Watch. And I was like, what do you mean, winter weather watch? I had heard we could get like some flurries, but, you know, whatever. It just gets temperamental as we're trying to get warmer. So it sends me this little thing, and it said 4 to 6 inches. And I was like, what are you talking about? Then I go, and I get the alert again last night. So then I go, and I cross-reference it at, I believe it was KSTP.com. And I saw 2 to 4 inches. And I thought, okay. 2 to 4, I can deal with that. That's fine. It's frustrating, but whatever. It'll melt. I'm going to now read you an email that I got from Jonathan Juhas, the mad scientist of meteorology. And it reads, important weather update for snow. Winter storm watch for the Twin Cities, Friday evening into Saturday morning, for heavy snow, 6 to 10 inches, and freezing rain ice accumulations. I gotta say, I vent about the weather a lot. I do it a lot on social. It's fun and frustrating all at the same time. This one didn't hit me as fun at all. And it really felt like a bummer because I don't care. I'll actually be out of town. I'm flying out on Saturday, I think. As long as we get out on time.
Here we go again. Going
to Augusta, Georgia. This incredible opportunity to be at the Masters. That's going to be so fun. I will miss most of it and be in 70 and 80 degree weather. However, my heart still hurts because this is going to delay spring. It's going to delay grass being seen and starting to grow. And the real bummer is, earlier this week, if you go back to Monday's show outline.
I'm looking at it right now. Rumors of 70s next week! Exclamation point.
Where the heck did you hear those rumors?
I will tell you what.
It was from a meteorologist here who said we could even get into. And now let me tell you, those 70 days next week, which was going to be like next Wednesday, Thursday. But this is why you can't trust a long-term weather model. They've now been dialed down to 48. So this isn't going to melt. It'll melt. It's just not going to melt as quickly as we
want
it to.
It's going to be the end of April before everything melts.
Yeah, that mountain in Eden Prairie out in the Target parking lot, that thing's going to be around until June.
You guys, when I was at my cabin last weekend, I stepped in the most shallow part of my yard where the snow was. It was above my knees. The most shallow part.
Sheesh.
To try to get to the side of my house. And we're looking at my hips now. Like, I could not. It was hard to create a path to walk.
Now, when it gets really frustrating and we start to think, gosh, anywhere but here in terms of the weather. I did see, I think, one of those mountain ranges out in California again is going to be getting, I think, like another couple of feet is what I saw. Like, they're getting some kind of a storm that's coming through. It's just a bummer.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bummer. I feel bummed out.
Yeah. The Mammoth Mountain Ski Resort in Southern California. Looks like they might be getting some more. And in the Sierra Nevadas. Look, Yosemite. out in California has been closed because they're like, we got too much snow. Sorry, folks. Check back with us later.
Oh, wow. That's great. There were people who had trips planned, I'm sure. You know, hey, and we're going to go to Yosemite. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. We're going to go skiing in Lake Tahoe. They're expecting another foot of snow.
I said this forecast to Lou. I said, have you heard about this new winter weather watch that really just amplified all in like the span of the last 16 hours? Because previously it was like we could get a little bit of snow. Something changed. And she just turned and just said, you shut your face. And I said, no. And she just repeated it over and over. I said, well, no, but then it's going to come. You shut your face.
That was me watching the news last night with my roommate. I'm like, what?
This is why it is very good and advisable to get in your vehicle and scream at the top of your lungs. It's going to feel so good. Now, maybe if you're a skier, you're going to want to plan a trip to Lake Tahoe because the Associated Press is saying that likely Lake Tahoe skiing areas are going to be open until the 4th of July. Because they are now within 11 inches of reaching its record 701 inches of snow.
Holy crap.
Whoa.
700 inches of snow.
That's a lot. That's
well,
a
I mean,
lot.
You can either just embrace it or be sad about it, you know?
I know. And I'm going to try to have fun with it on Friday night. And enjoy it. I mean, I'm gonna have to get up and snowblow on Saturday, but the bummer is that it's not like next week. We're not in the 60s unless the forecast changes, because then an April snowstorm can be fun if it randomly just is like, boom, I'm here, and 2 days later there's no sign of me being here. Back in 2019 we had a big April snowstorm that was about 10 inches, and earlier that week on that Monday it was in the 70s. And people in my neighborhood were fertilizing their lawns, getting ready and bringing the patio furniture out. And then we got hit. But the cool thing was, a few days later, it was gone again. This time, I just don't know. We need these temperatures to go up next week. This is just,
well, and here's the problem. The bummer, what? Steve, sorry, gonna bum on you, is that the more snow we have on the ground, the harder it is for the temperatures to rise.
Yes, queen.
So It is not a bummer summer. It's a bummer. I don't know where the heck we are in time and space. So
it's going to be a short summer.
Oh, thanks, Donna.
I mean, I hate summer, so I don't care.
I just want my tree season. I want to be able to sit on the patio
and see your plants and your flowers.
Yeah,
and your
the
trees.
Flowers. Gardeners are bummed by this. Farmers are bummed by this. This isn't going to help flooding concerns either.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Sorry, Steve.
That's okay, Donna.
It'll be all right. But maybe listen, it'll pass. I mean, weather is crazy.
You and me, we're getting out of Dodge, though. You know?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be in the traveling 50s where I'm going.
Oh, beautiful.
It'll be great.
We're going to take...
What up, Newark?
This time of year, too. They always say if you go to...
You know, it's funny. I'm supposed to be in Belize right now. But instead, I'm going to be in Newark.
Oh, can you Belize it?
No. I know. It's hard to Belize. Okay. Anyway, here's what we're going to do.
We're
going to
take it together, everybody. We're in it together.
Yeah, blah, blah. It's MLB opening day, by the way. Maybe we'll do some fun facts sometime before the end of the show, or maybe not. That's why it's fun to listen to see if we come through on our teases. This, though, we do want to talk about a couple of local broadcasters.
Yay!
Who are, you know, legends in the Twin Cities. They are getting honored, deservedly so. Oh, and Donna, you started the Matthew Perry book.
I did, and I have things to say.
Yeah, and he had a thing to say immediately, too. We'll get into all that when we come back. You're listening to the Donna and Steve Experience.
Hello! Welcome back to the program. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Woo! This is exciting news for our fellow broadcasters. The Minnesota Broadcasters Association and the Pavick Museum announced the newest slate of Hall of Famers. And we got Boyd Hupert from Care 11. Great storyteller.
Storyteller.
Oh my gosh, so good. He's won a multitude of awards for his work. He's won the Edward R. Murrow Award. He's, got the Land of 10,000 Stories. So congratulations to Boyd and our buddy Lee Volsvik.
All right,
love
Lee.
Love you, Lee. Cool. Congratulations. Cool 108 and Care 11. And boy, if you go way back, she was doing the morning show with Dave Ryan on KDWB.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because I worked with Lee at KDWB.
Wow.
And, yeah, She was doing the morning show.
Oh, yeah. She is... I've told her this before. I don't like have her contact info, but like Elizabeth Reese did, and so what, you know, we left a message on her machine once. I've tried to reach out just to say, you are such an easy listen.
Yeah.
Some people are really easy listens, and she is. And then during the 2016 Ryder Cup, I remember we were walking into Hazeltine Golf Club and it was pre-dawn, and I was like, wait a minute, there's a voice that's talking, and over the loudspeakers, the PA, like the welcome to the Ryder Cup, was Lee Valsvik. And I was like, you just, sometimes I'm just enamored with people's voices. And I think I like hearing your voice. And Lee's got one of those voices.
Oh, absolutely. She makes it look so easy what she does. When I just moved to town, I went to, it was a KDWB event. And she was doing, you know, the intros on stage and the announcements. And it was a local band that she was introducing. You know, she was bringing people up for like contests. And I was like, oh my God, if I could just be as good as her someday. Mm. You know, like I aspire to be just like Lee. So very well deserved. Overdue.
A couple other names that maybe don't catch your attention quite as much as those two, but what you find out, and I got to be a part of this ceremony last year, just emceed the evening, you find out that there are some of those quote-unquote big names that everybody seems to know, but then you sort of hear about some other folks who work on different stations that might not have the same reach, they might not have the same following, but these people who have dedicated their professional life to the medium of radio and connecting with people.
Well,
Tim Russell from Minnesota Public Radio
legend.
And WCCO.
He's a legend.
Mary Campbell from Omni Broadcasting in Bemidji, Jim Bartels from KNUJ, AM and FM in New Ulm.
Oh, that's
so you
nice.
See sometimes some of these smaller markets that are getting represented. I'm forgetting the name of this gentleman, and oh goodness, I'm so sorry. But at last year's ceremony, there was a gentleman who he's done farm radio his whole life. He was like, you know what? Farmers need to know certain information. There's certain information that is important to farmers. And so essentially he did radio that was geared toward farmers with information that would benefit them.
Mm.
And I mean, talk about just finding your lane and saying, great, I can be successful here. And it's really going to serve a lot of people. So
yeah.
Well done to all
Congrats.
Of them.
Yay. Anywhoozle. I started the Matthew Perry book because I finished the Prince Harry book last night.
Oh, okay.
That was really sad. That story is just sad to me. From a family standpoint.
Hmm. Just because the monarchy supersedes the family.
Yeah. Yeah. But yet Harry keeps going back and he's trying to be supportive. And you could tell his family still loves him, but they've got this big monkey on their back. You know, it's like the elephant in the room. And you could tell Harry is crushed by what has happened with his relationship with his brother. And I just, you know, I could put myself in his shoes and try to picture myself and a family member going, and it would just, that's just a tough thing to live with.
Yeah.
You know, somebody not liking your wife. So that creates, you know, a roadblock.
Sure. Oh my gosh.
It's just, it made me sad. That was my takeaway. I'm very sad for Harry. You know, he was just completely cut off from security and money and all that stuff. So anyway, I started the Matthew Perry book. I'm like, let me just get on this. I need something to read on the plane.
From Harry to Perry.
I love it. Wow. Matthew Perry just comes out swinging. Like there's no easing into the story, like
it's awesome.
I was born on a farm, and you know, it was nothing like that. It's just like, hi, I'm Matt. I should be dead.
Boom.
Bah bah bah. My colon exploded. I'm like, wait, hold up, dude.
Yeah.
Like what?
So I read the whole book, and I thought it was a captivating, and sad read.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
But his writing style is different. Really, you really feel like you're kind of in a room with him.
And he's talking.
He says, fine, I'll tell you everything. And then he just comes out, and I really liked his writing style. It's
unique. I've never seen anybody write like this.
Yeah, it's funny at times too, and he really doesn't pull any punches when he takes you down the just trail of heartbreak and addiction and bad decisions and emptiness. Like I said, he's worth a lot of money. He's made a lot of money. He's lived in a bunch of beautiful homes all over the LA area, driven all the cars you could drive and all that. For a billion dollars, I wouldn't even think for a half a second if I would want to change places with Matthew Perry. Even if you said I could still have my wife and kids. If you said, like, that's it, but you live the life of him, you star in Friends, you star in movies, and you also battle brutal addiction. For $1 billion, I wouldn't think about it. It is just, he paints such a vivid picture of the misery of addiction. It's very, I mean, you'll get there, and we've talked about this on the air, but when you find out, you know, even during some of Friends' biggest moments, Chandler's, his character's biggest storylines, he was getting driven to the studio from yet another rehab house. And then driven back to the rehab house at night. He's watching the Oscars, and his former girlfriend, who he broke up with, Julia Roberts, winning an Oscar, and he's in a rehab house, and he's detoxing, and he's in all this pain, and it's just, ooh, it paints a dark, grim, but very real picture of addiction.
Can I ask a question about the book? I mean, I guess it's a spoiler alert, but so I just also finished Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. When yeah. I was at the cabin, I finished the whole series. What was available.
Only one season. Right. You and I both really liked that
really
show.
Really good
when it
show. Really good. Sarah Paulson, fantastic. So his character is doing drugs on the show. Does he address that at all in the book?
It doesn't stand out. I'm sure he does. And he might tell you that he was taking drugs during it as well.
That has to be difficult to be playing a character that's imitating life, right? Art imitating life.
Yeah.
Because some of the drugs that he talks about are drugs that I think he was known for taking.
Yeah. I don't know. Or maybe when you stare the big scary thing down, you know, maybe that diffuses a little bit of its power. I'm sure it was a challenge for him, but it doesn't stand out in my mind looking back on the book because he had so many challenges that came his way. And so much despair. And again, you know, it's almost like one of those classic examples of, I know there's a hole inside of me and I'm trying to fill it with all sorts of things and none of them work. Yet my appetite or curiosity to try them again to see if it might work this time is insatiable.
And you know what else is interesting? He says he's never been a partier. Right? It's not like he's going out and partying with people. He said it's when he's home and alone and by himself. He can't be by himself.
Right.
That's really eye-opening.
Yeah. He ends up doing not well in a bunch of different settings with people, without. It's like the party when he thought he was yucking it up with M. Night Shyamalan for a few hours.
Oh, wow.
It was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, I think I'm going to be pitching a movie to M. Night. This is incredible. It was not M. Night Shyamalan, everybody. Spoiler. And that was not the only time that happened to him.
Oh, no.
Anyway, it's a very engaging read. And yeah, I'm really excited. Left it hoping good things for Matthew Perry.
Absolutely.
Hey, when we come back, the new game, Sweeping the Twin Cities, with a new working title called Search Bar Showdown. We're going to go to Amazon, type in a letter, and then the guessing game begins. Hey, friends, what's up? Happy Thursday. Steve from my buddies over at the Canopy Group. You know what they're busy doing today before the winter storm comes in on Friday? Saving people money. That's what they do every day. Doesn't matter the weather outside. They're just saving people money. They could save you money starting today. You can go to thecanopygroup.com. Upper right-hand corner, it says, get a quote. Click that button. Get a quote. By the way, no strings attached. They're just going to go to work on your behalf and say, all right, let's see what we can find for you. What kind of insurance do you have now? What do you want your insurance to look like? And now, best part, we're going to turn and take your insurance situation and put it in front of 16 different companies who specialize in different things and can pass savings on in different ways and who don't want to lose your business to the other person. So what do? They fight it out. And then they say, all right, we can beat that. We can beat that insurance agency. Watch, we'll give them this coverage at this price. New customers save an average of $810 when they make the switch with their home and auto insurance. Time for you to get more than one quote. Start saving today. You can do it at thecanopygroup.com.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where Steve is real excited about his new game.
You know, I don't know when Lou, my wife, listens to the show. Sometimes she does.
Like if she's in the car or something?
Yeah, but she's not like, she's not downstairs, you know, streaming live
right
while I'm up here. So I didn't know if she had heard the game or not. I said, hey, I think I'm onto something here. And I explained the game, which is working title called Search Bar Showdown. And here's what happens. I went on Amazon, typed letter, bunch of stuff came up, and I was like, huh, that's kind of interesting. I wonder if people could guess, like, what happens on Amazon if you, in the search bar, put in the letter F. 10 most common things searched for with just the letter F come up. Then you can do FR. You could do FE, FA. You get all these different options. So then we continue it, and I thought, long-term, Donna, obviously since this game is blowing up, and you've heard the calls and the letters that we've gotten this week.
What? Donna. Yeah. The president, like, made yes. a proclamation.
That was a shock.
Oh, you get a key to the city.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. So then I thought, well, you could do this on Amazon. Some week we could go to Walmart.com. You could go to Google. You could go to Bing. You could go all over the place. Hence it being called Search Bar Showdown. First, I'll hang up and listen. Thoughts on the name?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Search mm-hmm. Bar Showdown. Sure.
Search Bar Showdown.
But then that means that we have to be against each other, though, if it's a showdown.
Oh, if it's a showdown.
I thought of that as well, Holly, but I think you're in a battle against the
showcase?
Search Bar.
Search Bar Showcase.
I'm not loving that.
That reminds me of somebody patting some carpet.
Okay.
You know, actual retail price. You know.
The showdown, you're in the battle against the search bar.
Oh, okay. All so right. We're in a battle queen. Against technology.
Yes, queen. This yes. is our fight against AI.
Eat it, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Holly.
All of them.
All right, here we go.
Elon Musk. Suck it.
Guys. Today, we're in Amazon, and I have decided to put in a new letter. Yesterday, we did F. I was going to go FR today, but I thought, let's mix it up. The letter I have put in is the letter G.
Mm-hmm.
G as in Gary.
Oh.
G is our letter.
Okay.
I am looking at 10 different most commonly searched for items when you type in the letter G in Amazon. If we have dramatic music ready, and I think that we do.
I mean, we have some music. Let's just do this because I have this available.
Donna, okay. We're going to start with you. Our first guest for G.
I would like to go with the word green somewhere in the search. Green.
She goes with green. Is it on the list? It is not.
Oh, boo.
Now, yesterday, you two started like 0-8 or something. So I wish you both good luck.
Thank you. How about we just do groceries? Groceries.
Good one. Good answer.
We're on the list. Way to go, Holly.
Yes, Holly.
Groceries is on the list.
Okay. Is the word grape?
Is the word show me grape? Not on the list.
Oh, here we go again, Holly.
Oh, no. All right, Donna, I'm feeling confident about the word garage.
Oh, good one. Garage. Like a door opener or
yes.
something.
I like the chatter. This helps the game. This is good.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah, garage. Door opener.
Yep.
Not on the list.
Oh. I got one.
All right.
Gate.
Ooh, yeah. Gate.
Like
gate.
A baby gate or a dog gate.
Right. Safety gate.
Great guess. not on the list.
Oh wow.
Not as many people searching for gates as you would think. Holly.
What else? What do we use with the letter G? How about a gator. That was it. You know, those face masks things. They're called gators. Gators!
Gators!
All right. Gator is not, but now I would like to try to push you in the right direction because gator is a part of one of the words that is on the list.
Greater.
Wait. Stay with my hint.
No.
Gator is a part of one of the words on the list.
I still want to guess greater. G-R-A-T-E-R. Greater.
Thank you for the specification on the spelling, Donna.
Instead of taking my hint, she opted for a guess that is... not on the list.
Wow. Is it gator wax? Is that a thing? No, turtle wax.
It's just a reptile.
Gator tape?
Gator wax.
Oh, Gatorade.
Oh, duh.
Gatorade, yes.
Okay. All right. We need our electrolytes.
Is that there?
There's two. You got two of them, Hal.
That's two. We have 2 out of 10 so far.
This is really stressful and it makes me think a lot.
It hurts my head a lot, yeah.
Where's the millionaire music?
Oh, you want that instead?
Mm-hmm.
Holly.
I don't know.
It'll channel good vibes for you because you were on Millionaire.
Yeah.
That's how you amassed your fortune.
Jokes on everybody.
All right.
Man, let's see. Here, we can do...
How about...
No, we're having a stress.
I think that song might be stressing you out.
The Groovy Previews?
Gate is not on the list. Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, welcome to Search Bar... Showdown.
See, isn't this stressful? My butt's clenched listening to this.
Garbage bag.
Yeah, garbage bag.
Show me garbage bags. It is on the list.
Yes!
There you go. So far, we have got groceries, Gatorade, garbage bags, all on the list. The letter G in the Amazon search bar. What does it bring up? Holly, it's your guess.
Come on, Holly.
G. Now, we can also go with name brand things.
You sure can. And there are a couple.
Oh, there are a couple. G. What do people, Donna, want to buy that starts with the letter G, a brand? We've already done Gatorade.
Think expensive.
Gucci. Yeah.
Gucci.
Donna.
Come on, Gucci. Give us a Gucci. Mr. Gooch.
Surprisingly, people are not going to discount retailer Amazon to search for Gucci on the list.
You have things that look like Gucci.
Gap.
Yeah. Gap. Okay. Gap.
Show me Gap. It is not on the list.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
I like that, Holly. Thank you.
Gap.
All right. I'm going to give you a hint here
with one of the name brands. Steve,
all right. Here we go.
This game.
Ba-dap. The best American gear.
Gillette!
Yes, it's on the list!
Wow, Holly, I would have never gotten that. All right.
Razors.
Specifically, it was Gillette Fusion 5 Blade Refills.
That is
what people are searching for.
Okay, we're almost halfway there.
Yeah, we got groceries, Gatorade, garbage bags, and Gillette. Six more in the top 10.
Gas mower, blower, anything appliance like gas. Yes.
Gas.
Woo!
Not represented on this list in any way.
These are good answers.
These are.
What about garter? Does garter in any way, shape, or form? Girdle or garter?
Neither are on the list.
This is a toughie again. Yeah.
Think of a brand that helps things to smell better.
Okay.
Starting with the letter G.
Garmin!
Garmin does not help things to smell better.
Oh, smell better. I thought you said spell better.
Okay.
So it's some kind of spray of some sort or a candle.
Glade!
There we go. Woo! Specifically, it's Glade plug-in refills.
Plug it in!
Halfway there.
We're only halfway there.
Oh, wow.
All right. We got this. Give us a little hint.
People who play Fortnite or are on their Nintendo Switch a lot might look for this.
Game Boy.
Wow.
Game
Boy is not
Sony.
Donna, this is a modern day search that people are doing.
Yeah.
Game remote control.
There you go.
Not game remote control, but think of their comfort while playing.
Oh, game seats, like the game.
Gaming chair. Gaming chair.
All right.
Lumbar health.
Okay. Never heard of it, but okay.
Oh, they're usually like little rocker chairs sometimes that are right on the ground.
Yeah, you put it on the floor and you get your headset on and you're like, hey, buddy.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Go-kart.
What?
Are people...
Go-kart.
Uh-oh, the infighting has begun. They're no longer supporting. What happened? A good answer, Holly. Good answer.
I didn't understand what she said, Donna.
Go-kart.
She said go-kart, and it is a very bad guess, not on the list.
Donna, I'm going to yes and what you said.
Thank you.
Go-kart, but I'm going to change it to go-gurt.
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 Good answer. Good answer. Is go-gurt on the list? Not on the list.
Oh, man. Granola.
Ooh, granola, not on the list.
Dang it. Come on, Holly.
Okay. Now, Steve, with the rest of the list, are we dealing with name brands or generic items?
We have one more name brand, which is difficult. I'm probably going to need to give you that one at the end. But there are a couple of... one is a generic item that you would wear. Another is a generic... Item is a weird word, but generic thing that you would put in your mouth.
Gum.
Gum is on the list.
Yes, Holly!
Way to go, Holly.
Oh, and the other one. Granny panties. Granny panties.
Show me granny panties. I don't like that phrase. Not on the list.
Garanimals.
Garanimals. Yeah. Not on the list. Oh. The thing that starts with the letter G that people search on Amazon that you might wear on your body, particularly you might wear on your body tomorrow night into Saturday morning.
Okay. Okay. So something that has to do with snow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Galoshes.
Oh.
What a guess. Not on the list.
Man. Okay.
Come on. Right, it's right there, guys.
Okay, what do you wear when it's cold? You wear...
Starts with a G.
Scarf. You wear...
You wear a hat. You wear a hat.
You wear gloves.
Gloves!
Yeah! Yes! Donna!
Gloves is on the list. That took a shockingly long amount of time.
Is that it?
Did we get them all?
Technically, we have two more as we're out of time here. We were also looking for... garbage bags.
Oh, I was going to ask you if there's another version of garbage in there.
I'm sorry.
You gave me garbage bags.
Did I really?
Yeah, I said garbage bags.
Oh, yeah,
earlier.
I did. Man. Oh, okay. Yeah, our top 10 are this: Gatorade, gift cards is one.
Gift cards.
Excuse me, gift cards. Then groceries, gum, garbage bags, Glade plug-in refills, gloves, Gillette Fusion 5 blade refills, the gaming chair, and finally the one you would have never gotten. Ghost energy drink.
Oh yeah, I know.
Ghost energy drink.
It's a sugar-free option. They've got cherry limeade and some other flavors that look really aggressive. That's all I can tell you. Anyway, awesome. That was Search Bar Showdown. Way to go, ladies.
That was fun. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a break. Talk about when you see something, say something. Ron Howard saw something.
Oh, boy.
I just don't know if a dad should see the thing that he saw.
I agree.
Donna's going to talk about it because I'm too uncomfortable. I have a daughter.
Yep.
Or two.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Jen Aniston shares some thoughts about how young people seem to be reacting to Friends. We'll get into all that when we come back. Thanks for hanging. It's Donna.
We're back. Glad you are, too. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Oh, boy. Ron Howard.
I'm going to step out.
No. You have to be here.
You stay here.
Ron Howard has always been very supportive of his daughter. She's very talented. Bryce Dallas Howard.
Love her.
Yeah, I do too. She's very likable.
Very likable, yeah.
And, you know, you get to a certain point where you stop seeing your child naked, right?
Yeah.
You're no longer bathing your baby.
Yeah, it's
your
usually
baby's
not like
all
a
grown up.
Ceremonial thing. It just like happens. Like everybody just knows, like, it's time to cover and they need to cover.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, he went to an experimental play that Bryce did in college.
Oh, that's very fun.
And very supportive. I always wondered about this because in college, there were some plays that required nudity. And I thought, well, are you going to invite your parents and like your cousins and all that to go and see that, right? Ron said it was a complete assault on a father's psyche. He said he knew there would be nudity, but he didn't realize it was full body, nonstop nudity.
Oh, my gosh.
Like all nude all the time.
Oh, my. What, did they just not have a wardrobe budget?
That's a good question. Ron's father, Bryce's grandfather, also went to the show and he loved it. I think we have a quote here, some audio of Ron actually talking about it.
Oh, the secondhand embarrassment.
I know, I'm scared.
First of all, I knew there was nudity. I didn't realize it was full body, nonstop. It was a complete assault on a father's psyche. It was experimental theater, and I was sitting next to my dad, and I wasn't sure what he would think. And when it was over, he turned to me and he said, I think that's just great. That's what college is all about. She's never going to be afraid on stage again.
That's an interesting take.
Interesting perspective.
Grandpa was there too.
No. Gramps and Gramps loved it. I always wonder about that. Even people who write books, I wonder to myself, wow, are your parents still alive and your parents' best friends and your neighbors? And do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like there are people that I looked up to. I don't know.
Even like sex scenes in a movie.
Even making
like,
out with somebody.
Oh, mom, dad, what do you think about this? And now they're... We've already said, you know, Donna and I, you feel that like watching a scene like that in mixed company, you know, like you and your roommate, you're like, no, we're not doing this. I accidentally saw Cold Mountain with my parents.
Oh, God.
There are a few scenes of passion.
No.
And that was a tough watch. But I can't imagine being an actor in one of those scenes where you're trying to act very realistic as though you are in an extremely passionate, intimate, naked situation with somebody.
Yeah.
And then saying like, well, dad, mom. What did you think? Like you believed it, right? It looked believable. It would feel like I know that the pushback would be, but it's art. But if you're making it look so real, they're seeing your body parts.
Yes, doing
I just feel
things.
Scared.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
If your daughter's first body of work,
interesting choice of words,
involved nudity, and she told you that you knew it. Would you go, let's say it's a movie, would you go to that movie?
Would I go to the movie? Yes, but I'd find out beforehand.
When like, you need
when
to go to the bathroom?
Is. Yeah, because I would just be like, look for just what I would gauge to be appropriate for that dynamic of father and daughter or mother and son for that matter. I think it would be most prudent and appropriate for dad to not be watching that.
How would you feel knowing like your neighbors saw it?
Not good.
Right?
Newsflash, guys. Steve Pruderson over here. I would not be, if my daughter asked me in the distant future, if I thought she should take a role that is requiring her to be nude, I would tell her no. That would be my fatherly advice. Hopefully it would come across touch more eloquent than that. But I would be offering my input would be, oh, you don't want to show the world that.
Yeah. I've gotten a little prudy in that I get really irritated by gratuitous nudity where there's no reason for it, right? It's just like, okay, here's a topless girl who's just happens to be in a scene or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is a lot less gratuitous nudity
these days.
These days in film and TV. Go back to the 80s. Look, I watched some stuff on Tubi and it was like, oh, look. There's some boobs for no reason
yeah.
in this scene.
Even soap operas. If you go back and look at soap operas in the early 80s, there were people in bed all the time.
Look, it's the only place you could get it.
Right.
You know? You had to go to the store with the beaded curtains in order to get, you know, the full,
yes.
full-on stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, watch a soap opera.
Video
and,
update.
Like, you know.
Right.
Get a tingle or two.
I got a question about the beaded stuff. in like the magazines that are covered, you know.
Oh, yeah. Now they are. They weren't always.
No.
But my question is, like, I grew up in a small town, and a lot of people knew each other.
Oh, yeah.
Sat on the same PTA.
Right.
Went to the same ball games and all that, cheering the kids on. Yeah. So my question is, I'm just going to call out dudes here. I'm a dude, so I speak to other dudes. How does one dude take a magazine, let's say, or the dirty video, whatever, and just put it down and say, oh, hey, Carol, hello. Yep, I'm looking for, you know, boobs over Baghdad, and I'll take a pack of Marlboro Light. It just feels like that's a really weird thing to me.
I think once you get your hands on a magazine or a friend's, you pull out the subscription card back in the day.
Well, I'm not saying there aren't other ways around it. I'm talking about, what about slapping it down after you said, I just put $15 on Pump 6 and I'll take this magazine. You just look the person in the eye? And do they...
I guess. I mean, have you ever bought a box of condoms? It's
you just put it down.
No
big deal. It's like...
If you're embarrassed, that's a you problem.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just checking this out. It's fine. Sale for me.
Here's your $15.
Uh-huh.
Condoms? Prophylactics. I never want to buy those, ever. When I would buy those... And I'm lowering my voice. I don't know who's in the room behind me. I would just feel so, I wanted to go to a self-checkout line. I get it. I'm no like major public figure, but some people would know you. And then if you're like, they're like, oh my gosh, how are your kids? I love this.
Yeah, I get that.
And then you're like, and the condoms. However, if Lou would ask me to go out and get tampons, I'll buy bulk. You can send me to a tampons only store and I won't care at all. There's something about public prophylactic purchase.
Why is that different than a pregnant woman walking around? Right? You look at a pregnant woman, you're like, oh, she did it.
I'll tell you why.
They did it. If you see a couple expecting a baby.
We were talking about this last week.
Those two are doing it.
Easy. No, but you know what? It doesn't say, and pardon my French here, but it's not going to say on her stomach, like ribbed for her pleasure. Do you know what I mean? There are all sorts of descriptive terms that they put on those boxes, and you're just like, this... I don't feel comfortable in that way. So when you say, how's it different than that? For me, that's very uncomfortable. And then just like sliding something over and be like, well, this is how I get my rocks off.
Oh, no, you just do it singularly. You roll up, get the box of Magnums and a bottle of lube, and you're like, yep, it's going to be a good night for me.
Oh, my God.
Then I got to go to, it's got to be solo checkout. You got to check. You know what? I want to do self-checkout in that situation. In my luck, it's going to be one of the 80% of the time that
they
the self-checkout doesn't work. And then they're like, dude, you need attendant.
I always get the person who comments on all my things. Oh, what are you having a party? I'm like, what are you writing a book?
This is why you go to the self-checkout, Donna. You do not interact with humanity.
But they didn't always exist.
I know that.
But back in the day, I mean, you'd go and it's like, stop commenting on every item I am buying. It is none of your bee's name.
Yeah, now can you please hand me my cucumber? Have a nice day.
And my lube.
No.
Come on, Steve.
I will say produce is difficult to check out in a much different way. Organic or not, what are we weighing? What's per item? Oh, man. I want to leave now.
No, you can't, Holly.
And I'm never going to buy a prophylactic. I never have to.
Bye, Holly.
All right, bye now.
Bye.
I'm going to go shower. We'll be back.
Bye.